Along with individual experts, Surgeon Masters brings you life improvement strategies in 10 minutes. These proven principles and strategies are easy to learn and can be applied immediately, allowing you to practice your best. Here's your host, Jeff Smith.
Welcome, everybody, to the Surgeon Masters mini podcast. Our guest today is Dr. Michelle Mudge Riley. Michelle is a physician and entrepreneur. She runs four different businesses at the latest count that I have and has spent over 16 years assisting physicians with career strategy, career transitions, and many things like that. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Jeff. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know you've been doing this for a while, and I want you to kind of add a little bit about why you got into this and how we can help our listeners make these sort of career transitions.
Yeah. So career transition for physicians is something that's talked about a lot more now. But when I transitioned to a non-clinical career over 16 years ago, it wasn't something that was talked about a whole lot. And that was tough. So I'm really glad that things are more transparent these days and that people are more willing to talk about options if you're a physician and you might not want to do the traditional clinical practice that you were trained to do. I know that, at least for me, most people are afraid when they start to get a sense of either they're burned out or what they're doing isn't working for them, and maybe it never was. And throw in the fact that oftentimes the world doesn't look at career transitions as being a positive thing. And you see that played out over and over when professionals are looking at doing something different and having a little bit of a hard time either figuring out what that is or getting into it. But the reality is the Department of Labor has research out there that we all have 5 to 7 career changes in our lives. Now, physicians are a special population, and most physicians will tell you, well, that's not going to be true for me, and maybe it's not. But for those who are kind of looking at their life and their career and thinking it might be time for a change, it's very normal, especially as we all live longer. Doing something different is a positive, healthy thing.
You know, just my observation, I see and personally have felt the stress of career transition, but I also look at others and see those that similarly have that stress and challenge, but I also see people do it smoothly or appear to do it smoothly, and maybe that's not a fair assessment, but I think what you do is you help people do it more smoothly. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, I think smoothly, I smile when you say that because I think it's a lot like the very successful businesses that you see. A lot of times they seem to be overnight successes, but most times people haven't seen the 10 or 15 years that the business or the person running the business has put into it in order to get it there. They only see that all of a sudden it's wildly successful. And I think it's that way with career transition as well. I think it's difficult for everyone. There are a number of factors that make it that way. Number one, we aren't really taught that there are different options for us. So a lot of people aren't sure what their options are. And two, we're not really taught other skill sets that may be really valuable and necessary in doing something else. So all of these things have to either be self-taught or learned from courses or coaches or on your own. I mean, people do it in a variety of different ways. But after my own transition, which I found difficult, by the way, you didn't see the years when I was a hot mess and not sure what I was going to do or how I was going to do it. When I finally got to a place where I felt like, okay, at least this is a starting point, I made it my mission to give that information out, to put out resources, and that became a coaching business for me to help people understand their options, how to write a resume, how to do an elevator pitch, how to interview. And it's now pivoted into a conference where physicians can find out from other physicians what their options are and how to do it and get more perspectives than just working with just one coach.
Right. So it sounds like there's a lot of things that you talk about that are sort of best practices, ways to potentially do that, but different options and allowing people to kind of have the different ways to do that. Give us an example of some things that you help others do in the transition.
Oh, there are so many different things. I've identified over the years that there are really five stages of career transition. And when I talk with someone, I try to help them identify what stage they're in, whether it's beginning the process or middle of the road, or even having got themselves to the point of being able to get interviews, but struggling with those interviews. There are a number of places where you can start, and all of those things involve different specific tangible things to do, whether it's writing a resume or networking or interviewing, or even at the beginning, figuring out just where exactly you want to be.
Yeah, where we want to be is probably one of the pretty important one, right?
Oh, yeah. That's really the basis for everything. That's the foundation, like your home foundation. If you don't get that right, you're going to be off on tangents and you may have to go back to that foundation.
So for our listeners, next steps, things that they should be doing.
Yeah. So number one, as physicians, we fear failure. And so I know it's tough to just get started, but don't worry about being perfect with this. You've just got to get started. So if you could just sit down with a piece of paper and identify where you might want to be in 1, 3, 5 years, that will help you. And don't censor yourself. Just even if it sounds absurd, like you want to be living in a beachfront condo and working 4 hours a day and married and watching your kids play in the surf and your dog catch a frisbee. I mean, you want to get that specific, but you also don't want to worry about how that may not be possible, because I'm not going to promise that you're going to be able to do that, but it's important to just identify where you are, and then you can back it up and start realizing what your priorities are going to be. And then that will help you identify your obstacles and what might work for you in terms of a job and making money.
Great stuff. Any additional steps that people should be doing?
Yeah, if you need some more just really specific action items, just go find your resume. If you don't have one, if you've never had to write a resume, just start putting down on paper what you've done. Again, don't worry about being perfect. You should also look to get on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the social network that is all about professional connections and networking, and it really works. And so creating a profile, having a picture up, and starting to build connections is very important for you in your networking journey as you're meeting people.
And perhaps another great step is connecting with you. How do they do that?
Yeah, that is a great step. I have so many free resources on my website, and someone can always find out when our next conference is. We have CME for our conferences in 2021. My website is Physicians Helping Physicians. If you just Google that, my website will come up, but I'll tell you it's www.phphysicians.com.
Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
There you have it. In less than 10 minutes, this is Jeff Smith along with Michelle Mudge Riley until the next episode of Life Improvement Strategies for the Surgeon Wants More. Ciao.
Now, take 10 minutes and put your plan into action to practice your best.